There's a first time for everything. Later this week, the Seattle Sounders are going to play their first ever game at a Club World Cup. In fact, it's not just their first game at the Club World Cup. It'll be the very first time an MLS team has ever played at a Club World Cup. By beating Pumas in the CONCACAF Champions League final last year, Seattle booked their spot in this year's Club World Cup, where they'll have a chance to face Champions League winners from around the world. And if they beat the winner of Al Ahly in Auckland City on Saturday, they'll face Real Madrid next week. I'm Joe Lowry, and welcome to the Backheel Show, where we bring you quality American soccer coverage in just 10 minutes or less. On today's episode, we're talking all about the Sounders ahead of the Club World Cup. To help me talk about Seattle, I called up Jeremiah O'Shan, who runs Sounder at Heart and has a brand new Substack that we discuss later. He knows the Sounders inside and out and is going to help us run through the big Seattle and American soccer storylines ahead of the Club World Cup. And I do mean run through those storylines. Here at Backheel, we believe that just because soccer games are 90 minutes long doesn't mean that soccer podcasts have to be. So let's get to it and talk soccer. I'm now joined by Jeremiah O'Shan. Jeremiah, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's get right to it and talk some Sounders ahead of the Club World Cup, which kicks off on Wednesday with the Sounder first game coming up on Saturday. Jeremiah, how do you expect Seattle to approach this tournament? Are we going to see them really go for it here?
I mean, I think they're going to go for it to the degree that they're capable of going for it right now. I think that they are saying all the right stuff about not using excuses and all those kind of things. But, you know, going for it when it's your first competitive game after only training for 4 weeks and playing essentially one pregame, it's going to be a challenge. But I think that they will put out the best team they can possibly put out.
Almost your hesitation there, Jeremiah, leads me to a question that I think a lot of us have about the Club World Cup. Like, what does this mean for Seattle? If they go out there and lay an egg in their first game on Saturday, it really will still have just been preseason. But if they go out there and they have a successful tournament, then are we going to all start reading into it more? Like, how do we and how are the Sounders, I guess, contextualizing this tournament that comes before the MLS season has even started?
It's a good question. I think you're right. If they lose this game, you know, let's just say they play Al Ahly in the first game and they lose 2-0, I think it's going to be really easy to just chalk that up to what did you expect? Like I said, like this is a team that has played one preseason game. They've been training for 4 weeks. They were playing against a very good Egyptian opponent who is undefeated in their league season, who's in the middle of their league season, who's effectively, you know, almost playing a home game. There are a million reasons, right? But if they win that game and then they are competitive against Real Madrid, I think they would see that as a huge success, and it would be, and so it's like in some ways it's unfair in some ways because I think in a sense it's like all upside for them.
Sure,
but I don't know. I think it's going to be a really hard tournament to contextualize. Like I don't think anyone realistically thinks they're going to go out and win this. And even if they did, what would it prove? Right? Like no one's going to think they're the best team in the world.
Sure. Yeah, I like that idea of it being almost all upside unless they win, and then maybe that's when all the doubts start coming into play here. You talked about some of their preparation for this competition. You know, anything else about their preparation for the Club World Cup, their travel, any of those details? And then maybe an update on player fitness. What does the roster look like right now for Seattle?
Well, I think those two things are pretty closely related. At the beginning of training, they made a big point of saying that everyone basically came in more fit than they had in previous off seasons. And I think they did a good job of sort of like making sure everyone understood that this is going to be a really short preseason. And as a result of it, we can't waste the first 2 weeks just getting everyone into shape. We need to be able to hit the ground running. We need to start implementing any sort of tactical tweaks that we have in mind right away. And so I think they saw that. I think by the time they went to Spain ahead of this these games, they were already starting to do a lot of tactical stuff. We haven't seen what they're doing at training in Spain, but it sounds like it's much more tactical work. At the same time, they've also said that they're not as worried about implementing a lot of these tactical tweaks for the Club World Cup games because they just don't feel like they're not going to be at the same level of like having been figured out by MLS opponents is something that Brian Schmetzer has said, that they started to feel like other MLS teams had kind of like understood what the Sounders were trying to do and were doing a good job of stopping them from doing it. And I don't think that is as acute of a concern when you're facing teams you've never played before. And frankly, just won't have the, they have film on the Sounders, but they don't have the same level of familiarity with them.
Are there any players that you're watching or expecting big things from? Joao Paulo is working his way back to fitness the same. Seattle Stars are still stars in Seattle. Who are you watching up close, or who are you going to be focused on, Jeremiah, in this competition?
I'm really intrigued to see how much Joao Paulo plays. You know, he played 45 minutes in this preseason game. He played with what was the second team group or the reserves for the Sounders. It will be interesting if he is, like, how much he's able to play, because if he's able to start or if he's even able to give a full half, I think that would be a huge boon to the Sounders. He's so important to what they do in terms of just moving the ball from defense into offense. He does all these little things that I think are sometimes hard to identify in the, or, I don't know. He has a sharpness about them. Seems to always pick the right pass. He doesn't give away, you know, he doesn't give the ball away cheaply. He's still strong defensively, and they just don't have anyone that really mimics him exactly. So how much he plays, I think, will be a big part of it. And then the other thing, it'll be interesting to see just like how Nico Ladero and Raul Ruiz Diaz, you know, how much at, you know, their star form they're at. You know, one of the things that the Sounders really struggled with last year was what to do with when Ruiz Diaz was out. He missed a ton of time last year. But if he's fit, there's no reason that they can't be competitive. If Nico was able to recapture a lot of what, you know, he looked every bit to be one of the best players in MLS during the Champions League run. You know, so I think there's reason to be bullish about their chances, especially against in that first game.
So let's imagine a world where Seattle win that first game against either Auckland or Al-Ahli. They'll then go on to face Real Madrid in the semifinals on February 8th. Jeremiah, what would a match against Real Madrid in an official competition mean for Seattle? What would that look like locally for Sounders fans and for the team? And then how do you think, zooming out, MLS might bill something like that? That's going to be a game that we've just never seen before on an MLS calendar.
Yeah, I mean, I think in a lot of ways that's sort of being seen as their final. In the sense that, like, getting to play Real Madrid in a competitive game is almost as valuable to them as getting to the Club World Cup final, or maybe even winning a Club World Cup final. Like, just being able to play against Real Madrid was the whole point of this endeavor, right? This is something that they've been talking about literally since 2010, when they first qualified for the Champions League, is the possibility of playing the biggest clubs in the world in a competitive game that, quote unquote, matters. And this is what this has all been building towards. And it's I don't know how MLS is going to promote this, but I would imagine they're going to promote the hell out of it if it gets there. I don't think anyone thinks the Sounders are at their level. I mean, this is a team that on, you know, transfer market values at like $1 billion, their roster at like something like $1 billion, and the Sounders are something at 50 million. So, yeah, it's a pretty gross mismatch in that way. But I think this is the whole reason that they're playing this tournament, is to get this exact opportunity. So, you know, playing that first game is, you know, in some ways the most important game of this tournament. And just being able to get on the field with Real Madrid is itself sort of like the reward, I think.
Jeremiah, before I let you go, is there anything that you want to plug before we both get out of here?
People are probably familiar with the upheaval that's going on at SB Nation right now. Sounder at Heart is one of the sites that has survived the cuts, which is great. So, you know, please check out my stuff over at Sounder at Heart. But we've also launched a Substack, nosadietes.substack.com, where you can also support our work. And we're looking forward to seeing how this all plays out.
There will be a link to follow Jeremiah on Twitter and that Substack in the show notes as well. That's it for this episode of the Backheeled Show. If you're looking for more American soccer coverage, check out backheeled.com and subscribe. We'll talk to you again soon.